This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the big labor union case that we're also following. Do workers who benefit from a union but who don't want to join the union still have to pay in? Marketplace's Andy Euler is watching a case that could affect workplaces and politics.
In the 1960s, states passed laws allowing collective bargaining for public employees, so teachers started to unionize. Terry Moe, a professor of political science at Stanford, says it took a few years.
But they became a huge force in American politics, and particularly in the Democratic Party, by the early 1980s.
About half of all the money that public sector unions spent on political contributions last year came from teachers' unions, $36 million. Sheila Krumholtz is executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics.
The vast majority of the money for the teachers' unions goes to Democratic candidates and party committees.
About 96%. If the court rules that unions can't force contributions, teachers' unions probably won't go away, but they'll lose a lot of money. And with that, a lot of power.
Resources make a big difference,
says Amber Northern at the Fordham Institute. Unions advocate for teachers' wages and benefits, but most of the spending? Lobbying and advocacy. If this money is cut, teachers' unions will need to tightly focus their agenda or raise membership fees to make up the gap. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.